Monday morning, the 20th of July. The weekend was quiet in the way deep summer weekends usually are. The big labs mostly dark, the podcasts and newsletters barely stirring. And yet by the time I sat down this morning, there was more than enough to talk about. It arrived from two directions at once, and the two of them pull against each other in a way I find worth sitting with. Top off your cup. Let me walk you through four things. First up, the number everyone was passing around this weekend, 2.4 trillion. That's the parameter count on Quen 3.8 Max, which Alibaba's Quen team put out as a preview on Saturday. It is their first multimodal model above a trillion parameters. It takes in images, video, and documents alongside text, and the preview is already live on Alibaba Cloud's token plan and their Kyoder tools at roughly 10% of the usual price. Full open weights are promised soon, though there is no firm date yet. Alibaba's framing is that this model is second only to Fable 5, and here is where I want you to keep one hand on your wallet, so to speak. That ranking rests entirely on Alibaba's own internal evaluations. There are no independent, third-party benchmarks attached to this release, and there is no architecture disclosure either. We do not know the active parameter count. We do not know the mixture of experts routing. We do not even have a context length number. So that 2.4 trillion headline is a total parameter figure whose real inference cost and real capability profile you simply cannot read off the number. A preview that ships ahead of both the weights and the benchmarks has quietly become the standard shape of a frontier model announcement, and it puts the whole burden of verification on the rest of us once the weights actually land. Now, why does it matter anyway? Because of the company it keeps. At 2.4 trillion parameters, Quen 3.8 is the second largest model anyone has publicly disclosed, behind only Moonshot's Kimi K3 at roughly 2.8 trillion. And this preview arrived just days after Kimi's launch. Two Chinese labs setting the open weight frontier inside a single week, both above 2 trillion parameters. That is the structurally interesting fact, and it holds regardless of whose internal benchmark comes out on top. The near-term test is clean. When the open weights drop, the community will run external evaluations on coding, on agentic tasks, on multimodal reasoning, and those numbers will either back up the second only to Fable framing or quietly deflate it, probably within hours. Until then, the facts I would actually hang my hat on are the narrow ones: the parameter count, the fact that it is multimodal, the discounted preview access, and the explicit promise of open weights to come. Moving on to our second story, which is the first of two this morning about machines doing mathematics, and this is the one with the stronger evidence behind it. A thread went up on the math subreddit on the 15th, and by the weekend, it was everywhere. The claim is that OpenAI's GPT 5.6, guided by a single, carefully engineered prompt, produced a formal proof closing a gap in convex optimization that had been open for something like 30 years. Let me be concrete about what the gap was, because it is not esoteric. The result extends established convex optimization theory to the non-smooth case. Functions that do not have a gradient at every point, where you have to work with bounded subgradients instead. And that non-smooth regime is exactly where a lot of machine learning actually lives. L1 regularized objectives support vector machines. Any network built on a non-differentiable activation, like the Ray LU. So if this holds, it touches the theory under some very ordinary tools, not an isolated curiosity off in a corner. The method is as interesting as the claim. The user asked the model to break the open problem into small, independently checkable lemmas, and then to attack each one. A prompt structure reportedly used a few weeks earlier on a separate result. The complexity of descent conjecture. And what gives this story real weight is what happened next. Two independent groups have since confirmed the key lemma using computer algebra tools. One used a convex optimization package, the other a custom semi-definite programming solver written in Julia. No counterexamples have turned up. So is it settled? Not quite, but But the disagreement is a subtle one and worth understanding. Nobody serious is disputing that the proof is correct. It survived two independent formal verifications. The argument is over novelty, whether this is genuinely new mathematics or an efficient rediscovery of bounds already sitting implicitly in the literature. And that is the distinction that actually matters. Because the interesting question was, never can a model emit a valid proof. It is whether a model can produce mathematics that working researchers had not already assembled. What I think survives this debate, whichever way it lands, is the workflow. Decompose an open problem into machine-checkable lemmas, let the model work each one, and then confirm with a computer algebra system before anyone uses the word theorem. That verification first loop is quietly becoming the standard for taking machine-generated mathematics seriously at all. And hold that thought, because the next story is what happens when that discipline is still catching up. Third up, the second piece of machine mathematics. And this one you should hold a good deal more loosely. Over the weekend, the number theorist Levent Alpoge posted an explicit polynomial map from complex three-space to complex three-space that he says Claude Fabel helped him construct as a counterexample to the Jacobian conjecture. If you have not spent time with it, the Jacobian conjecture has been open for roughly 80 years. It says roughly that any polynomial map whose Jacobian determinant is a non-zero constant has to be invertible. The map Alpoge posted has a Jacobian determinant of -2, a non-zero constant, so it clears that condition. And yet, he reports that it sends three distinct points to the very same image. If that is true, it breaks invertibility, and it breaks the conjecture. He was cheerfully casual about it, crediting a colleague for asking the question and the model for, in his words, working through it during the World Cup final. Now, skepticism is the right posture here, and to the credit of the people looking at it, that is exactly the posture they took. A claimed counterexample to a conjecture this famous, announced on social media as a compact little algebraic expression, is precisely the shape that subtle errors take. So the community started stress testing it immediately. Is the determinant genuinely constant across all of complex three space? Are those three collision points actually valid solutions, or are they algebraic artifacts? Is the map really polynomial in the sense the conjecture requires? Any one of those failing and the whole thing folds. As I'm recording this, it is being scrutinized, not celebrated. There is no formal verification yet, and there is active back and forth on the conjecture's Wikipedia talk page. So why bring you an unverified claim at all? Because of what sits next to it, that second math story landing the same weekend. Two separate contested claims of machine-assisted mathematics, both aimed at long-standing open problems, both surfacing within days of each other, and both drawing serious engagement from actual mathematicians rather than a shrug. Whether either one survives, the fact that specialists are spending their weekend checking model-produced algebra against an 80-year-old conjecture is itself the signal. The specifics here, the map, the determinant, the claimed collision, are worth keeping at arm's length until the checking is done. And for our fourth and final story this morning, back to the parameter race we started with, because the other half of it made news this weekend for a very different reason. Moonshot AI announced that it was suspending new subscriptions to Kimi because demand for their newest model, Kimi K3, had simply outrun the capacity they had to serve it. A quick reminder of what K3 is, since it launched only a few days earlier, on the 16th, it is a 2.8 trillion parameter open weight multimodal reasoning model with a 1 million token context window and an always-on thinking mode. Pricing is $3 per million input tokens and $15 per million on the output side. Moonshot says it trails Fable 5 and GPT-5.6 Sol on overall performance, but that it consistently beats Claude Opus 4.8 and GPT-5.5. on things like coding and general agent tasks, and the full open weights are due on the 27th. The subscription freeze itself is a demand signal more than a technical event, but it is a telling one. Pausing signups on a model that is only days away from releasing its full weights suggests the economics of serving a nearly 3 trillion parameter model at those aggressive token prices are starting to bite. And it lands with awkward timing right before Alibaba's Quen preview the next day. Put the two together and you get the shape of the thing, a genuine open-weight race between two Chinese labs, both at the multi-trillion parameter scale, within 1 week. The business context sharpens it. Moonshot raised $2 billion back in May at a valuation north of $20 billion, with annual recurring revenue reported past $200 million. So this reads less like a startup buckling under load, and more like a very well-funded lab, deliberately rationing a loss-leading flagship while it gets ready to hand the weights to anyone with the hardware to run them. When those weights land on the 27th, the numbers I will be watching for are the ones the community produces. Real throughput on ordinary clusters, quantized versions that fit on smaller machines, and independent benchmark runs that either confirm or complicate Moonshot's own coding and agent claims. So what was this morning really about? On the surface, two different things, a parameter race and a pair of math proofs. But they are both answers to the same question, how good is the model really? The open weight labs answer with scale and access. 2.4 trillion here, 2.8 trillion there, weights for everyone soon. The mathematicians answer with something much harder to fake, whether the thing can produce a result a human expert had not already worked out. And the quiet irony is that the parameter announcements came with no outside benchmarks at all, while the more striking evidence this weekend, contested as it still is, was two pieces of mathematics being checked line by line. The full digest has the rest, the research papers, the tooling, the industry moves. Until tomorrow, keep reading and I will see you in the morning.